Mark chapter 11. Now, I've been telling some of you, been sharing with some of you the fact that when you start doing some amazing things for Jesus Christ, the devil's going to get pretty mad. And I said, I don't mind him being mad at me, but I wish he wasn't quite this mad at me. You know, but you start doing things that Satan doesn't like, and you're going to find out he's real.
Yeah. That's right.
But I want you to know,
God is more real.
That is right. God is greater than he. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, we are going to find out tonight that if that's happening to you, ladies, you are in excellent company, because it happened to Jesus Christ. Yeah, you know, and that's good company to be in. So we're going to look up at Mark chapter 11. We are down to verse 27. They arrived again in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple court, the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the elders came to him. By what authority are you doing these things, they asked, and who gave you authority to do this? Boy, I'll tell you what. They actually had the nerve to ask God himself, by what authority? Really?
Well, they were ignorant.
Right. But how many times have you started out to do something and Satan is saying, wait a minute, you can't do that. You're not supposed to do that. You better not do that. And all of a sudden, there are 100 reasons why we shouldn't be doing it. And every one of them are a lie from the pit of hell. Mm-hmm. When God wants you to do something, when God asks you to do something, I have news for you. It's because he knows you can do it. Mm-hmm. And what you need, he's going to provide. Right. He has never sent a single person out to do a single thing on their own without what they need to get it accomplished. Mm-hmm. It has never happened, and praise the Lord, it never will.
Amen.
Right. He's telling you to do something, ladies. The answer is yes. Cindy.
Well, it's not, he knows all of us, none of us are capable of anything apart from him.
Exactly.
Apart from me.
Exactly. If you wait till you're capable.
If he asks you to do it, well, he's going to have to do it. He's going to have to do it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if he asked you to do things that you were capable of doing, imagine the pride you would have.
True.
Oh, look how wonderful I am. Look at what God is having me do. But it's when you can't do it, that's when all of a sudden you're saying, okay, God, guess what? This has got to be you doing it, because I can't do it. I'll tell you, I fought tooth and nail to do this Bible study. A lot of you know that. A lot of you were asking me, because I was convinced I couldn't do it. And you know what? I was exactly right. I can't. But I also found out something very interesting. I don't have to. I just have to show up. It's God that wants to do this.
Amen.
And Satan wants every plan of God's to be thwarted. But I have news for him. He does not have that power.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus is right. Oh, God has wonderful plans for you. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen? That's exactly right. He's got a plan for every one of us, and it is not a plan that is miserable. It is not a plan that we will not enjoy, but it is a plan that we cannot do without him.
Right.
And all he's waiting for us is to say yes. And look out, fasten your seatbelt when you say yes, because wild things are coming your way. And you're going to be saying, I didn't do that. And then you're going to say, wait a minute, did I just do that? No, God did it through you. But it is exciting when you become God's answer to somebody's prayer.
Sure.
Oh, somebody said, you start working for God and somebody says, I was praying for that. And you're like, wow, I was the answer. Ladies, they're asking Jesus by what authority Satan was using these chief priests and these Pharisees and these scribes to attack Jesus. You're going to be attacked. But you can answer, because we're going to learn tonight who we are in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you what. You are mighty. You are powerful. You are more than conquerors. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are joint heir with Jesus Christ. And you are the child of the Most High God.
Amen.
That gives you every bit of authority that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So when Satan comes to you and he says, by what authority? You say, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan, do you want to come up against that? No, absolutely not. Because you are covered in the blood of Christ. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord is exactly right. But I want you to see something very interesting. Here's John's going to give us a little insight to these chief priests. I want you to go to John chapter 18. It's right behind Mark, then Luke, and then John. John 18. We're going to get a little insight to who these people are that are questioning the authority of Jesus. Then the detachment, I'm going to start with verse 12. The detachment of soldiers with its commander and Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it would be good if one man died for all the people. They wanted him dead for a long time. Okay, if you go back to Mark 11, you look at verse 18. The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him. They wanted to kill him. Why did they want to kill him? For they feared him. You see, Satan was standing at the cross with all of those people saying, this is the best day I've ever had. This is the best day I've ever had. That day was the worst day he had ever had. It was going to go downhill from there. Because that day the blood of Jesus Christ was shed that was going to be available to every single person who would believe him for the rest of their lives. He lost his power that day. What he thought was his greatest day ended up being his worst day. And Jesus confirmed every bit of it from rising from the grave. Amen?
Amen.
He confirmed exactly what happened on the cross. And every single one of us walk around now with all the power and all the authority. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me and I'm giving it to you. Now go. So you walk with the authority of Jesus Christ himself. Now that's some pretty powerful authority, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, first time we have a crisis, I'm with you, so I'm saying we instead of you. We all of a sudden say, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Ladies, we have authority to stand up to that crisis.
We do.
We have authority. Yes. Listen. Listen, I am covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Just a few verses before that, he says, have faith in God. If you say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, it will be done for you. That's authority. That's Jesus telling us that. That's the authority that we have. We need to really exercise our authority. Tell you what, Dover will never be the same when this group of 35 women start exercising their authority. Look out. Look out. Can you imagine Dover with Satan on the run? Oh my! Huh? We're gonna be tearing down bars to build churches. Yeah, they're gonna have to close the hospital.
Everybody's gonna be healed.
There's gonna be so many great things happening when people start exercising their authority. Yes. Yes. But I'll tell you, Jesus didn't back down. They came to him and they said, by what authority? Who do you think you are? And if they'd said that to me, I would have said, I'm sorry. I was just trying to be kind. I was just being nice. You got to like this when people are nice. We're not causing any problems. Jesus said, listen, I'll ask you a question. Answer me and I will tell you by what authority I'm doing these things. John's baptism. Was it from heaven or men? Tell me. Well, they had an issue. If they said from heaven, then Jesus was going to say, then why'd you give them a hard time? How can you say it was from heaven and give them a hard time? If they said it was from men, they had thousands of people standing there waiting to destroy them. Now, they went in there thinking they were going to intimidate Jesus. Now all of a sudden, they turn into a bunch of cowards themselves. And it's very interesting. When you stand up in your authority in Jesus Christ, you will be shocked at how Satan will flee. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You can't entertain him. You can't soft pedal around him. You can't try to compromise with him. You have to resist him. You have to tell him, look, unless you want covered in the blood of Jesus, you need to leave right now. Because the blood of Jesus is all around here. Yes. Yeah, you see, Jesus didn't back down one bit. Didn't blink an eye. And here he knew they were trying to kill him. He knew they were setting up to kill him. He knew he was going to be crucified.
Yes.
He knew that. And yet, he didn't run for his life. Oh, I have to admit, I probably would have. But he didn't. He said, well, that's fine. I'll answer your question as soon as you answer mine. Now, here's the shame of it. They discussed it among themselves. If we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, they feared the people, for everyone held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, we don't know. Ladies, know who you are in Jesus Christ. Do not get caught in a situation where you say, I do not know who I am. Everyone here, do you know you're the righteousness of Christ? Say amen.
Amen.
Do you know you're a child of God? Say amen.
Amen.
Do you know that you're more than a conqueror? Say amen.
Amen.
Do you know you're a royal priesthood and chosen? Say amen.
Amen.
Do you know you're blessed by the beloved?
Amen.
Do you know you're God's masterpiece?
Amen.
Yes. Right. Never, ever. When Satan brings, you know, and I say Satan, but I could say Uncle John or Aunt Susie or your brother or your sister, because he'll use anybody that'll be willing to let him be used. He will.
He will.
Satan loves to find people, and especially Christians, that are willing to be used by him to attack you. Oh, and if you've been around Christians long enough, you know them, don't you? Yeah.
I mean, Georgia, they might even be well-meaning and
Peter was well-meaning. Jesus, you're not going to go to the cross. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan.
God first.
One of his very own chosen disciples was being used by Satan, tempting him to run away from the cross. And he did not for once, not even one iota did he say, okay, Peter, maybe I'll think about it. He said, absolutely not. You get behind me, Satan.
That's right.
Well-meaning or not.
That's right.
And they can be well-meaning. But you have to know who you are in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Or you'll fall for that well-meaning garbage.
That's right.
That's true.
It's when we lose sight of who we are and the plan that God has for us that we'll fall down and believe anything that's being told to us. Oh, it's so important that we know who we are in Jesus Christ. We're going to look up those verses because you need to circle them. You need to rename yourself, child of God. You need to get up in the morning and say, oh, I am loved by the Beloved. I have the favor of God on me. Hi, I am a child of the Lord. Yeah, we need to start re-identifying who we are. And recognizing what authority is backing us up, because you know and I know, and we've talked about it almost every week, when you start claiming who you are based on written scripture, all of heaven has to back it up. My word will not return void, but it will accomplish exactly the purpose it was set out to perform. It has to. That's the power of God. Absolutely, and it's interesting. They replied, we don't know. Jesus answered, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. He said, you are confused. You do not know who you are. Therefore, you are not going to understand who I am. Spiritual blindness, that's right. Now let's look at a few verses because we're going to get our identity down here and we are going to understand who we are in Jesus Christ. And then when somebody comes up to us, I want to look at one more verse before we do that. When somebody comes up to us and they start to challenge us, ladies, we're going to have the power. We're going to know exactly what's going on, aren't we? Let's go to 1 Peter. First Peter, it's toward the back. It's in front of Revelation. If you get to Revelation, you've gone too far. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Chapter 3.
Verse 15.
But everybody have it? I don't want to start because you got to see this. You've got to see this. This is where the Pharisees fell down. This was their first mistake. As they were going to battle and did not know who they were, but they also did not know what God had for them. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Here's the answer. You ready? Always. Everybody say always.
Always.
Be prepared.
To give an answer to everyone.
who ask you to give the reason
for the hope that you have.
How about it? Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have.
That makes me think of the high optimistic, powerful expectation.
That's right. The high optimistic, powerful expectation. That's hope. We expect God to do what he said he'd do. That's our hope. You're exactly right. And you know what? Anybody that comes to you and says, why do you not have fear of bad news, as Psalm 112 says? Why do you have such peace? Why are you victorious in life? Why are you so optimistic? Why do you have such powerful expectation? What would you say? What would your answer be?
Because I know in whom I have believed.
That's exactly right, Christ. I know whom I have believed.
And to do it with gentleness and with respect.
Sometimes.
Well, that's just the
sorry.
End of the verse.
That was Georgia. That was Georgia speaking. That was Georgia speaking. Ignore that. Ignore that. Marina. That's exactly right. That's right. We're going to look at some verses right now. I want you to go to 2 Corinthians 5:21. This is the reason we have the hope. You are going to get a biography that you can now make your autobiography. You can all write who you are. You are going to find out who you are.
2 Corinthians
chapter 5. Okay, we are going to start with verse 21.